Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mia Marchant.
And I'm Ralph America.
And today's topic is onions.
Okay.
I say that because I have a little bag near me that I looked at that I thought had onions on it, but I think it's potatoes. It's actually oranges.
So the onions are not even in the room. It's just onions is what you wanted to talk about.
Onions is what's on my mind currently.
It's good that we planned this out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a very fond memory of, so my dad used to have a shed, right? You know, as you do. And in the shed, he would always have hanging onions, you know, like from the ceiling. You know that, like a hanging onion situation?
I'm Googling hanging onions right now. I've never heard of this, no.
Jack, you know, this might surprise you, but some people... Yeah. Just haven't heard of whatever the hell you're talking about.
Okay, I'm seeing them, though. They are real. I can confirm hanging onions. Yes. And your dad probably had them in his shack. I believe the story.
Yeah. It's a comforting thing for me. I am shocked to find out that hanging onions is not like a universal... I mean, I shouldn't be shocked, but I'm shocked to find out that's not a universal experience.
If your dad's got hanging onions, he might need more supportive underwear.
Oh, calling your balls your onions. I like that.
Hey. You guys huge like balls onions? Or tiny onions? Which is it? I don't know.
My mom would never say don't bust my balls, but she would always say quit busting my onions. So I feel like there's a
hey, quit busting my onions. Oh, that's mom? Very good. Here in the room with you, it's incredible.
Jackson, where was there a point to the hanging onions, or were you just saying they existed?
It was just a nice memory.
That's good.
My question as well was going to be, what do you think the function of hanging the onions is? What does that
It brings
do?
All the Why flavor hanging? To the bottom, and then you can dice that off, and you have concentrated onion flavoring.
You that throw away sense. The rest of the onions.
Yeah, the rest of it is shit. Flavor. Terrible onion. Bad onion.
Bullshit onions.
Is it to stop shoemaker elves from stealing them in the night?
To stealing the onions?
Yeah, because they're off the floor, and the shoemaker elves, the little cobbler elves, are only little.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, they can't reach up and get the onions, which is a real problem when you leave out an unfinished shoe, and the elves come and fix the shoe for you, but then you're like, great, but all my onions are gone, because they love onions.
But I needed my shoes to take the onions to market.
God damn it. Goddamn cobbler elves.
You guys, I'm going to do the right thing and bow out of this recording now, because what I brought to the table so far was cobbler elves, and you two can do this on your own.
Okay. I feel like I haven't contributed my piece, really. I was about to say, along that line of the elf thing, I guess.
Sure.
Is the onion the worst vegetable to live inside of?
Oh.
Like, if you were tiny or the onion was big, is that worse than, say, a potato?
You would always be crying inside an onion house.
Or constantly. You would get used to it. Immune to crying. Sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, that's good. Immune to crying was, that was my high school emo band's first album.
I like as well, if you're living in an onion house, nobody knows if you're crying because you're sad or because you're living in an onion house. That's pretty good.
You're probably crying because you live in an onion house. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Are you crying because you live in an onion house? Do you mean because of the onion or because I'm sad about my
because of my circumstances are bad. Yeah, I understand. your neighbor is like, yeah, but I live in like a turnip. And you're like, it's not the same.
You don't it's not the same.
Turnip, however. Fucking great vegetable inside of which to live.
You think
what
so?
Makes that better than an onion?
It's got a little roof.
It's got cool color to it.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a good color.
See, wait, I thought turnips were more purple than they. Yeah, they're purple. Yeah. I know about
it's
turnips.
It's a better color than an onion. Thank goodness. I reckon I would pick an apple. An apple seems nice to live inside of.
That's
seems,
not a vegetable, I have, though.
Yeah, it isn't. A lot of people don't consider apples to be vegetables.
Okay, I guess that we could expand it for Jackson's sake. Okay. I want to live in a banana because I think it'd be really fucked up and just disgusting. I could just like come out of there like reeking and covered in banana slime every day. And my neighbors would be like, what's wrong? I'm like, well... banana.
I live in a fucking banana.
Yeah.
So I love the idea of you opening your door and just sweeping out rotten banana.
No. Here's slowly. What you do is you peel open the top of it every time you want to come out. You walk to that side of the house and then you just like and you climb out, close it up.
I like to think it makes a zipper noise every time you open it, even though bananas don't.
Climb out.
What kind of bananas are you eating?
Gotta have that zipper banana. Pre-zipped.
Bananagrams, I guess.
They peel the
I
banana
eat.
Before. They pre-peel the banana before you get it, and then they close it back up with zips so that it's easy for you to open. You
know, right, you know because regular bananas, banana too much a hassle. I can't be asked.
Too much hassle and not this? Satisfying enough to open. Like, they need a little sound, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Zip inside a banana.
What would be the best sound for a banana to make? Ralph already said zipper, so he's bowing out.
I would like to
one.
Pick slide whistle.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. Is yeah. That doesn't sound like a slide whistle at all. My slide whistle impression is atrocious. No, oh, there it is.
Also bad.
I was thinking like some very like distortion-y guitar feedback. You know, like you open it up, it's like like yes. Pretty sweet.
Oh my god. This
everybody be like, oh man,
so
Mia's eating lunch again. This rules. You know, people
it's so funny to imagine people saying that, like gossip. Oh man, Mia's eating lunch again. Can you imagine?
Fuck her. She sucks.
So I got a hot take.
Sure.
I don't care that shallots and onions are different.
Whoa. But shallots are so small.
They're onions. Shallots. I don't care.
Do you care about the difference between a red and a brown onion?
Not even remotely.
Oh, sorry,
they're all
Spanish
onions.
Well, wait a minute. Wait
That's
a minute.
That's crazy.
When I Google shallots, it says the shallot is a type of onion. So this seems like a robin is a bird, not all birds are robins situation.
I disagree.
It is an onion.
I think all birds are robins.
Oh. I think all birds are onions, okay?
Okay. Vulture onions, blue onions, blue jay onions, all the onion varietals. They're all birds.
What are the kinds of onions? Spanish, red, shallot, spring.
Vidalia.
Which I think you two call, what do you call them?
Leeks?
Leeks?
No.
Scallions.
Scallions!
Scallops. Oh,
that's
okay.
An incredible word. I'm so sad we don't have scallions down here in Australia.
Oh, you've
it's
got
cool.
Rapscallions.
Sounds like a crab. Yeah, we do. We've got nothing but rapscallions.
And I'm sure at some point you had scullions, but only if scullions is a word.
It sounds like it could be a word for
I was
your
really
friends.
Sure of it when I started saying it. And by the end of the sentence, I just wanted to get out of it. Like that period couldn't scullions. Get here fast enough.
How about this? Favorite type of onion to eat? How you like them? Because I really like diced, like on a cheeseburger, diced up like the little cheapo McDonald's ones. That's top onion.
I'm a fan of a caramelized red onion. Big fan of that. Get some red onions. You cut them so that they're circles or whatever. You chuck it in a frying pan with some brown sugar and some oil. Mm-hmm. And you stir that shit around. Have it with some mashed potato. Holy shit. That's what I'm about.
That's good.
I've been cooking cornbread recently. Like heaps.
Okay.
It's just...
See... The thing about caramelized red onions, though, is that they look like a disgusting sea creature. Like, you look at them and they look like little, like, eels not in the water, sort of drowning in the oxygen.
Disgusting sea creatures are generally pretty delicious, so...
No, that's true.
Oh, they do.
I got no problem with that.
They do look gross. They look like, but they taste great.
No, I'm sure they do.
Something I was going to ask... is because me, you were saying, you know, banana, it's boring currently. It's a problem we have with that fruit.
Yeah. I think everyone agrees.
Are there any other fruit we have problems with that we could, here today in this Shut Up a Second, arrive at a solution for? like where we're like, eating a, you know, this is terrible. How do I fix that?
No, that's true.
I got one.
Hit me up.
You know how eggplants are generally they have become the emoji that represents the male generative organ.
Yeah, uh-huh. They're phallic. It's no good.
Yeah, I don't think they look anything like a penis, especially when there's like the mushroom emoji is available.
Okay,
yeah.
So Ralph now tipping his hat as to what his penis is not like an eggplant. weird, Ralph. Real weird. That.
For all of you people out there, you've eliminated one possibility of what Ralph's penis might
be. So what I'm saying...
Not an eggplant.
...is that we fix this problem and make eggplants look exactly like wieners.
Great.
That's
what I like
good.
About that is I like imagining I need to cook with an eggplant. So I grabbed... the satisfying feeling of grabbing the eggplant balls and snapping them off... to then cook with is really good to picture.
Oh, that's like, good. Crack. Like the different parts of the eggplant, you know, like you have like the balls, the shaft do different things, and then maybe you could like, you know, get some...
Jerk it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hand motion.
Sorry,
really
I'm doing visual bits.
Podcast,
yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I was trying to think of what that would be equivalent to on a fruit if you were to jerk off a fruit. That's not something you do to a fruit.
That you do that with.
Yeah. Juicing.
But it's... How great is it to imagine you have your eggplant and instead of having to cut it open to get out the insides, you just need to jerk it off and it shoots all of the eggplant juice out onto your frying pan.
Oh, no.
And you can throw away the husk.
The limp penis husk.
So the worst thing about that is that eggplants are also called aubergines, which has always been a kind of gross-sounding word to me.
Aubergine.
But if an aubergine was a vegetable that just looked like a human penis that you had to jerk off to get the food out of it, it's even
That
grosser.
Would be more appropriate. You're absolutely correct.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
If eggplants looked like the human penis, would human beings have been more or less likely to eat them in the first place? Would we have been curious or would we have been repulsed and uninterested?
You know, there's this weird idea of like, oh, this particular fruit or whatever acts as like a
an aphrodisiac.
You know, potency.
Like for the turgidity.
Yeah, it'll get you nice and erect. I reckon if eggplants looked like penises, people would be like, dude, that looks like a dick. You want your dick hard?
The math does itself.
Let's eat this eggplant, you know? I think we'd be more inclined. Let's eat this eggplant is a good equivalent of let's get that bread. I'm into that.
I'm also just imagining in this moment two people, Lady and the Tramp style, eating an eggplant penis from either side together, and then they come to kiss in the middle. Lots of porn of that, honestly.
Absolutely. That's gross as well. Wait, is somebody going from the knob and somebody going from the balls, or are they going from either side
of
the shaft?
Yeah, you have to go long ways.
Oh, so
well, that's so gross.
Jack, you're thinking they're like corn cob in it.
Yeah, but an eggplant has stuff inside, so it's just gross to imagine like biting into it and it exploding out on everyone's faces. Romance. It's not dead. Yeah. I was going to say, here's what I would improve. Watermelons, a hassle to carry.
Go on.
What if they had a handle? You know, so you could grab the watermelon and take it with you like you might a briefcase.
Now
I'm imagining,
would it be recessed into it like the handle on a jug of milk or cider, or would it be coming out of it like a suitcase handle?
I was imagining recessed into it for some reason.
That's the way to go.
I don't know why that's where we went, but yeah, that seems like appropriate.
It seems
for some
sturdier.
Reason. Yeah, absolutely. You know how it's a hassle to carry a watermelon anyway? You're like, hell, I'm like, what? As if I'm going to move this.
But you also don't want to be the dink who's carrying a watermelon by, like, the coming off of it briefcase-style handle, and then it snaps at the junction and just poof, open on the ground.
Nothing more humiliating. We've all been there.
I would say most fruits are too big and cumbersome to eat.
Sure.
All fruit should be grape-sized. Yes. So like an apple, you just have like a handful of apples, and then you just like toss one in, you know, a little watermelon, orange, whatever, and they're like little grape-sized.
Do you spit out so if it's like tiny watermelons, do you spit out the rind?
I would assume that the orange peels would be very easy to eat, and like watermelon peels would be easy to eat, because otherwise you're going to spend a lot of time peeling something that's smaller than a quarter.
Yeah.
That's good. But have you never peeled a grape?
At one point, Jack, I think all of these grape-sized fruits did have either tough rinds or many seeds or whatever. But now, just like with seedless grapes, we've bred them to the point where they guess, you know, they're
dead. Yeah, we have cotton candy-flavored oranges now.
Yeah, the modern tiny apples. So good. You can just pop them in.
I kind of think if a tiny orange... So, okay, this may be a crazy statement. But you know how...
What, on Shut Up a Second? No way.
The outside of an orange... isn't the worst. Like, it's not good to eat. I don't like the taste of it. But there are worse flavors. So I think if it was the size of like a grape, it would almost add to it. It would be like a shot of acidity and the sweetness of the orange would mix together.
I see what you're saying.
Like right now, I don't want to eat an orange like an apple. Okay. I'm not there to do it. But I feel like it could add, you know, a little bit of flavor. I think actually, you know what? No, I'm backing myself. If we were to eat oranges and they didn't have the acidic rind, they wouldn't be as good. You need a bit of acid. You need a bit of
they would still be acidic. They would still taste the same way. They just wouldn't. They would. The peel would be edible in this case.
Yeah.
And it would still taste the same. Well, it wouldn't taste. Okay.
I think that would be good.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I think we'd need that.
Now, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Also, look, Shut Up a Second is great, but did you know that here at Sans Pants Radio, we produce at least 6 other podcasts? Possibly you're looking for a show that instead of frustrating you, like Shut Up a Second probably does, helps you decide which video games to get and play, because Jackson and his good friends reviewed them. If this sounds like you, then why not head to SansPantsRadio.com and look for Thumb Cramps, our video game review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
I do want to say, I found an internet trend a couple of weeks ago where people were eating oranges in the shower.
And
shower
fruit.
I tried it. I was taking a bath and I ate an orange in the bathtub. It's pretty good.
No, you said shower before.
Yeah.
Eating in
I feel
the
like
bath.
An orange in the bath.
Yeah, eating in the bath is bush league stuff. That's easy. Everyone, I do that almost every day.
Get a lasagna in the bathtub. Yeah. Okay.
What I like personally, I like to eat soup in the bath because I feel it's very self-reflexive.
You just pour it in, and then you can eat out of your own.
No, you anarchist. You just eat it out of the bowl with a spoon.
Yeah, a big bowl called a bathtub.
The spoon called my hands.
I like to imagine eating soup in the bath, but the soup is out of a bowl in the shape of a bathtub, and there's like a little ice mold of Ralph in the soup to truly craft your own reflection.
Well, so what I was going to say about eating an orange in the shower or in the bathtub, whatever your fancy
is. Not
the
same thing.
It's nice. It's nice because once you've peeled it, you don't have to like go wash your hands off to like get all of the like weird stuff on like stickiness off your hands. You just like dip them in the tub.
That is nice.
You're good to go. I saw people in that subreddit. They're like, yeah, I just peel the orange and I eat it like an apple. I just like bite into a big orange and I wipe off my hands. It's perfect.
All of this is blowing my mind because I don't have that. If I were in the bath, I would just have my mom peel my orange for me. She's already there.
Of course, right. Oh my god.
That's how a bath works. You get in, your mom washes you, and it's like, Mom, you already peel my oranges, you're already here, just
peel
this orange.
Why not
peel
my orange so I can have a bath orange?
Right.
Yes.
Thank you, Ma. My favorite bathing fruit is an apple. I love an apple in the shower. I feel like something about the hot water hitting the outside of the apple makes the flavor so much
better. And probably make it a little bit... Well, what people were saying is that you eat the orange cold, and I didn't do that part. Yeah. Like, they like put it in the fridge, and then you get in the warm shower, and then you eat a cold orange, and it's apparently a pretty good experience.
Huh,
I guess I didn't get the full experience. I got some of it, and I was like, "This is for me. Maybe I'll try this again sometime."
You guys,
absolutely. Well, you gotta.
I keep going on this dietary cleanse we do these 30-day cleanses, my fiance and I, because we hate ourselves. And on it, you're not allowed to have peanuts for whatever reason. So we've had a lot of almond butter. I promise this is going somewhere.
I'm already intrigued.
Vanilla almond butter on any kind of fruit?
No.
No way. On a fruit?
Put vanilla almond butter, like regular almond butter is good. Vanilla almond butter is better. Put it on any piece of fruit.
Any fruit. I think it could...
Have you play tested this? Have you done it on all fruit?
Yeah. List the fruits you've done it on. That's what I'm intrigued about.
Apple.
Basic.
Banana.
Basic.
Orange.
So basic.
All three fruits.
The fruits. Okay. Apple I get. Apple and anything is good. I love apple and savory food. Apple and cheese. That's nice. Banana is sweet already.
It's a no-brainer.
It's a dessert fruit.
Right.
We've all been there. Orange is strange. Orange
I thought
is
it was
so
going to be bad.
Tart. I don't know how you could get behind it, but that's pretty impressive. What Jack, fruit? Yeah.
When have I ever told you something that wasn't right?
You've never led me astray. It's true. It's true. Time to get some almond butter, spread it on a fucking grape.
Get on a big wedge of lemon.
What do you reckon would be the worst fruit to eat in the bath or shower? Or wherever you're bathing, a pond, whatever.
A tomato, because I don't make a habit of eating tomatoes on their own anyway.
It's just funny to imagine you in the shower looking at the tomato and be like, I don't know. I picked this.
Watermelon in like an outdoor body of water is the ideal place to eat watermelon.
Oh, that's so good too. Being completely nude inside a pond, let's say a koi pond, and eating a watermelon like with your hands and like it's... In my mind, it's sort of cracking it open and digging it out like a bear might.
Like a monkey, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very appealing. I reckon a banana in the shower is the worst one I can imagine.
It's gotta be horrible. Oh my god.
I just feel like the banana would... It'd be a race against time. You'd slowly be waiting, watching the banana dissolve in front of you as you tried to eat it.
Used to go to... My friends and I like to go to the nude beach in New Jersey in the summer.
That rolls.
Yeah, it's fun. There used to be a truck that would drive down to the beach and sell food, and they almost exclusively only sold hot dogs and bananas.
Wow.
probably the two worst.
Well, like nude beach. Well, foods. like a popsicle, because a popsicle you actually have to do like the either lick it or like do the motion.
Suck you know, it off
like yeah, sure, like you don't popsicles. Eat a dick by taking a big bite of it and then holding it away from your mouth, and you don't eat a hot dog by holding it up.
I'm writing
to your
this
face.
Down.
Okay.
Imagine like you're getting head for the first time and they eat your penis in its entirety, but like you don't know what head is, so you think maybe that was it. Was it good? I guess so.
Right, maybe like it hurt a
Does
little
it
bit
grow
and you're
back?
Like yeah. like yeah, it hurt yeah. but you don't know it's not supposed to hurt, you know.
Yeah, you're like maybe that's what it's meant yeah. to feel
you're like,
like.
I've heard that sometimes the first time can be a little bit and like, you know,
a little yeah, a little painful, and I mean, I guess it hurt when you ate my
so
penis
that,
off in its entirety, but...
Was that my hymen? What happened?
Then going to, like, sex ed and, like, putting up your hand and being like, hey, how long till it comes back after it's consumed?
Wait a minute. How old were you when you got your penis ate off? Never mind. We're not talking about this. This is bad territory.
In my mind, I'm going back.
Yeah,
to
I was about to say this is before. Oh, you're an adult man going to like a high school sex ed class. Like, when does the penis grow back?
I think I've missed something in my education. It hasn't Christ. Grown back yet. So how'd I get in? How'd they let me in?
Who so you know, I used to work in a traveling sideshow.
Right, I didn't, but now yeah. I do.
Ah, I did.
Yeah, I knew
many
that.
Years ago now. And there was, so I made like $275 a week, which mm-hmm. is not a lot of money. And I lived in a truck, which is not a great wow. place to live. But there was one day where I was just getting on my break, and I walked down off the stage past one of those, you know, like metal barrels that serve as the garbage cans at the carnival.
Yeah.
And sitting right on top. Like on a perfect pristine plate with like just two petals plucked away was one of those diced open.
Two what's? You cut out for a second.
Oh.
At the most inopportune time.
Sorry, with two of the like little petals plucked away was one of those fried bloomin' onions.
Mm.
It was on like a pristine paper plate, almost completely untouched.
Mm-hmm. You ate it, I assume.
Thing.
Yeah, great. I get a lot of shit on Shut Up a Second occasionally for the
Would
one
you?
Time I, well,
yeah,
the
yeah,
one
oh,
time
please
I,
continue.
I ate a Kit Kat from a bus stop. I found
no.
a Kit Kat pristine. No
okay.
one had touched it.
It was open or it was unopened?
It was
unopened. Around, this is around Halloween time, I'm guessing. Oh, wait, you guys don't do that
no,
in Australia.
No, well, we have like a kind of Halloween, but not okay. a proper one. But no, this was just, I think it was like, it was maybe sometime in summer, and there was just a Kit Kat sitting on the bus stop.
Okay.
No one had touched it, completely unopened, and I ate it.
Jack started coronavirus. It's Jackson's fault.
For eating that bus stop Kit Kat. But sometimes, if the food's not been touched, you know, why let it go to waste? Eat
just
the trash bloomin' onion.
Yep.
Eat the bus stop Kit Kat. You know, Mia, surely you have a story similar.
No.
Surely you've eaten out of the
see,
bin.
See, here's the thing. Even the idea of a way too, like it's a hot day and you pick up a Kit Kat from anywhere and eat it when it's too melty sounds bad to me. I've ridden too many buses to ever be interested in anything eaten within a 100-foot radius of the bus stop. Not going to happen.
Look, I probably wouldn't do it again. But I'm
if I'm holding
once.
Something in my hand, if I'm eating a cheeseburger walking down the street and I walk past a bus stop, that motherfucker's going in the garbage. I don't care if I haven't even opened it yet.
No,
if I'm
come
like,
on.
Oh, egg sandwich, fuck it.
Near
toss
bus.
It.
No, thank you.
You
it's gone.
You just you unwrap that Kit Kat, that crinkly wrapper just opens up, and then you stare at all four of those little chocolate soldiers standing in a row, and you just bite into four of
oh,
them
yeah.
at once.
Except the if they're melty, though, they're like melted together. They're like,
Oh yeah.
Have you guys seen I can't even remember the name of the movie. Belial, the two conjoined yeah. twins and they murder together?
Yeah. That's what the Kit Kat's like.
Yes, that's what
and
the
then
Kit
I just,
Kat's like.
What?
I rub it around my mouth, suck off the chocolate, throw away the husk.
Basket Case. It's a movie about a man. He has his conjoined twin brother who got separated from him when they were teenagers inside a basket. The brother is a serial killer. They live at a sideshow carnival. Ralph, you would love it. You would love the movie.
It is a great. Isn't it written by like Stephen King or something? He's somehow related to it.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
and he
think
keeps
so.
Sure, I swear to God, Stephen King is somehow involved in Basket Case, and he feeds the like dead people to his brother in the basket. Yeah,
yeah, something like people like go into his room because they know that he has like money in there. He like lives in a seedy New York tenant or whatever, and people go in there to find the money, and they open up the basket and they're like, "What's in here?" And then Belial jumps out, and he's this little like dude,
little kind of,
and he just claws him to death. Usually, yeah.
That's crazy. Is he, if he's not, if Belial isn't eating the people, what's the, what, I mean, I guess he's upset he lives in a basket.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, he's no. he's mad because
get him in a nice piece of fruit instead.
He and his brother have a psychic bond and they were supposed to stay together, but his parents separated them so that the brother could live a normal life. And then Belial survived even though they like threw him in the trash. It's a good movie. Yeah.
I never throw your deformed child in the trash.
Never.
That will come back to bite you.
Never.
I mean, like, don't do it because it's cruel, but also don't do it because you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Yes,
you're setting yourself up to get...
We all know that ancient adage, that common turn of phrase. You don't have to explain it to us.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Excuse me. I guess Frankenstein was the first example of that. You know, Victor Frankenstein basically threw his son in the trash and then he came back and ate him. So
that's
is that what happens to Frankenstein?
I don't
that's
think
that's reasonably close.
Father. Oh my God. Nobody could have expected. Nobody could have predicted this.
Do we have time to talk about Onion movies, or is this episode much over? Okay,
of course.
Shrek.
We have time to talk about Onion movies. That's
is there?
True.
Are there any
like
other
an
ones?
I have vague memories of a movie my grandma explained to me that had a name, possibly something like Mrs. Havisham's Fantastic Onions, about an old woman that had a lot of onions.
Is that like James and the Giant Peach?
I think it was, I'm trying to look it up.
You're thinking of James and the Giant Peach.
You know those movies that are like an old woman politics happen?
Yes.
Fucking what?
Those movies. Who knows what I'm talking about? Yes.
I Googled onion movies and the first thing that came up was The Onion Movie.
The Onion Movie.
Yeah. Ralph did it too.
Is that like the... Is that like the emoji movie? Is
no, it's happening here? It's like the satirical newspaper The Onion had a bad direct-to-video movie.
I see.
In 2008, I watched it. It was strange.
Films featuring onions. Let's see what we got here. We're just getting The Onion Movie. Mm-hmm. Shrek's kind of the OG Onion Movie, even though there is an Onion Movie. No Onion Movie's quite, you know. Shrek introduced a lot of kids to the onion, I think.
Shrek used the onion metaphorically, and that was beautiful.
Absolutely.
The Onion Movie was very surface level.
Yeah, exactly. Do you reckon Shrek still, like, I know he's, like, moved on with his life, you know, he has kids now, but do you reckon he still, like, busts that metaphor out, like, every now and then?
He does it for his kids. Like, his kids are like, there was this bully at school, and he, like, he was mean to me because I'm ugly or whatever, and he's like, but like people are like onions, you know, like he's got more layers.
I used
layers.
To think it was just ogres that are like onions, but
everybody's
like
onions.
We're all onions, kids, and look at this, and you peel the onion. Oh my just, God.
Then he picks up one of those bully kids and goes, see, it's this easy, and just peels him too. You're an ogre.
makes a stew out of the jelly from his eyes.
People are like onions, important in mirepoix and broth bases.
Shrek talks a lot about eating people in the Shrek movie.
But he never does.
I guess at a certain
point
screen, he's gonna stop.
On screen, he never does. True. I assume that he's eating people for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like raising a baby ogre without eating people is like negligent in a way. Like for a growing ogre,
it's true they can't lose their culture.
Absolutely, you gotta eat one or two people, whatever. Shrek saved the world a couple times, he can eat
I don't think he has. I think that he saved himself.
I guess Shrek's never really okay. Shrek one,
Shrek
no,
goes
Shrek
to
two.
Space and stops a meteor from hitting Earth.
Earth is his swamp. That's kind of like the message in the end, you know? Well, does
you guys,
ever
I don't
do
remember
any...
these Shrek movies at all. Like, what you're saying doesn't... None of this scans.
Does Shrek ever do anything that isn't directly related to, like, his own life? Like, Shrek 1, he's doing it for himself, and then, because he's in love. Shrek 2, he's, again, it's his own personal politics. Shrek 3, who can remember? And Shrek 4 is just about him as well.
Is Shrek 4 the one with the Rumpelstiltskin in it?
Yeah. Shrek 4 is great. I recommend everyone watch Shrek 4. Shrek 3 spoiled everybody for Shrek movies. We were like, oh no, they've gotten bad. Shrek 4 is great. I recommend rewatching it. I rewatched it like a month ago and it was good.
The only thing that I remember about Shrek 4, which I distinctly remember, was that like I saw some article or something like that when I was a kid. Because that movie came out when I was probably like 12 or something.
Yeah, sure.
I saw like an article that was like, oh, they're looking at Paul McCartney to play Rumpelstiltskin. And I thought that he did it in the movie. And then I saw the movie and I was like, that's not Paul McCartney. And I'm like, why did I know that that was rumored? I was like 11 years old and I was like reading like a trade magazine in a dentist office. Like, oh, Paul McCartney in Shrek 4. That's pretty cool.
That's so good to imagine you in a cinema. That's not Paul McCartney.
You know,
they're done. I'm going.
I want to say that I was looking forward to doing this because I've been stuck in my apartment for quite a few days. And
sure.
You know, it's nice. It's nice to talk to people about something funny. Yeah. And I was like, this will be great. I was wrong. It's just weird, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry that Shrek was not a part of your childhood, Ralph. It's okay.
Yeah,
I didn't have a childhood. I was born a surly middle-aged man.
Well, maybe if you watch Shrek, you'll get to experience that childhood you never had.
I don't
Onions
think so.
Onions have layers, and so do ogres, and so does Ralph.
Yes, but all so of my layers are bitter and make people cry. Like an onion.
Like an onion. And we've come full circle in a way. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mia Marchant.
And I've been Ralph America. Yeehaw.
Where can we find you two both if we want to find you?
Go ahead, Mia.
I'm on Twitter at StopTweetingMia, or you guys can listen to the Cynical Cartoons podcast.
Hell yeah.
Hey, didn't you just have a guest on that show recently?
Yeah, I got lots of guests. You guys have both been on pretty recently, honestly.
Yeah.
What did we watch? Whatever we watched was very, very good. It was
Ace
ridiculous.
Lightning.
Ace Lightning! So many people have been talking to me about Ace Lightning since we did that episode.
I know.
But, yes. Ace Lightning. Nobody brings up the fact that I keep calling him hot for some reason.
It's par for the course, honestly. For both your brand and my podcast brand, honestly.
Absolutely.
All right. Oh, and I'm Ralph. You can find me at Cake Boss Ralph on Twitter and Instagram, and on Food Network's Buddy vs. Duff Season 2. Thanks for listening, everybody. And if you're taking a bath, tell your mom you love her.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.